This podcast episode was brought to you by ClevelandPeople.com, the website for the numerous cultural and ethnic groups in Cleveland and Northeast Ohio. Visit ClevelandPeople.com's calendar of events to see what's happening in your and other ethnic and cultural communities.
Good afternoon. My name is Jamila Chambers. I work at PNC Bank, and I'm also not a Clevelander originally, but I agree with your comment that this is a great place to move and live. And my question, I was reading about Global Cleveland and some of the things around attracting newcomers and talent and things of that nature. My question is more around how you're partnering with grassroots movements and like organizations, if you're trying to keep people here and kind of get involved, whether it's, you know, lead diversity programs, the 2030 clubs, the, you know, Ohio homecomings of the world. Like how is Global Cleveland partnering with those organizations who have opinions and ideas but maybe not the political power to kind of move the city through Global Cleveland, both with the county, in the school systems, and also through organizations like Forest City.
Al, do you want to tackle that? Does Global Cleveland talk to the grassroots folks, that's sort of the non-establishment, but sort of...
Global Cleveland actually came from the grassroots folks. In other words, we, at some level, we've been talking about, but they have been organized over a period of time. One of the shocking things to us was when we started out to say, let's see what's out there. We realize what phenomenal organizations we have because our history was settling immigrants. In 1940, 20.5% of our population were foreign-born. Today it's 4.5%. But out of that 20.5 were Hungarians, Italians, all different groups, and we found we had all of these different people in different silos. So the way we've tried to build Global Cleveland is to have a board here that has a system that will connect people to those organizations. So we're not about forming an organization to do those things. We have them. One of the things we realize is very few people even know what we have in Cleveland. So we have two jobs. One job is to let them know what we have. And second job is to be a place where you can call up and ask us any question relating to the subject. We won't know the answer to most of them, but we'll find out the answer because what she's talking about is the key. The way this gets done on the immigration is the Indian group working with the Indian population outside or even within the states. Same thing with the Chinese group. It's visiting the African American colleges. So this is totally grassroots. And when we talk about what the budget is, the bulk of the money that will be spent will not be by Global Cleveland. It will be by all of these other organizations that exist that are spending the money now.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.